Hello, hello. Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Holy shit. It's been one of the busiest weekends or weeks, sorry. It's been one of the busiest weeks I've had since 2020. Remember how crazy 2020 was, where coronavirus had everybody staying home working on their cars? It's that busy. Guys, it's that busy again. I don't know why, but I'm happy that it's busy. But at the same time, it causes me to experience more headaches, more issues, and it wears on you, brother. It wears on you. But the fact that we're making money and things are doing pretty good, look, you never know what's going to happen in the future. So the best thing you can do is just squirrel away some money. You never know what the EPA is going to do. I am blown away that the Subaru crowd is, instead of proactively, that's why I think the Subaru crowd is full of, like, I don't want to say lazy because I don't know them that well, but they're not really proactive. You know what they're doing? Once one of the tuning softwares got hit, or not got hit, but finally took stuff away so that they don't fuck with O2 stuff, they started making memes. Memes. They were just making memes and funny posts, or what they think it's funny posts, instead of saying, hey, we're under attack. Why don't we go out there and proactively do something about it and put a magnifying glass on the issue that is not us. It's not us. The issue is the regulatory commission. That's the issue. Why don't you go after cruise ships, airlines, da 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 da. But they're making memes. They're literally making memes. So it's just like, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do at that point where guys are out there, instead of actually, you know, being proactive about shit, they're just making memes. So that whole, nothing's going to happen with that. Okay, so we're going to talk about the 4R200 hub today real quick, and then we'll talk some shit for the rest of the time that we are on, maybe an hour or so. But before we do that, I'm going to, as always, say hi and thank you to the Parts Farm, to Auto Solutions, the people that make it all happen here, and you guys. And apparently Turvy is saying it's his birthday, but I'm going to wait on confirmation for that, because for all I know, it's probably my ex-girlfriend. Turvy's probably my ex-girlfriend trying to just, you know, made a total fake name just to be a part of the chat. Okay, so we'll say hi to the people here. We'll get to it. Give me about 10, 15 minutes on my opening monologue. Then we can just talk shit about whatever. Don't matter to me. So we got Fresh Pasteles, Dushtid, and the Fresh Pastelazos. The pastries have arrived. Dushtid, Jason Friedberg, Eliza, Grande Macchiato, Clip Clop, B Turf, turned 25 today. 25? He's a baby. Sup, fellow grape soda lovers? Damn, says Jody. So Woody Woodward, JD Swag, 2000 MCR, Harley Forder, Rich 50, TJ Sikorsky, JD Boxy, Andy, Tampa, Agent Craig, the same people again, Ryan, Blake Bailey, Jeezy Stank, Shipbox Fox, Boggy Luxury again, TBE King, One Quick Truck. I was going to say One Quick Trick. You might want to change that because it looks like it's One Quick Trick. I need Overdrive for a 4200. It's my daily. Hello, hello, says D-Rock Fox. Omar, TJ, Bondelbird in the house. Mustang Lifestyles in the house. Kyle Wren, Presidential Spam, 508, Killa, Colorada in the hands. And a bunch of Nickel White in the house, the guy that plays both sides. He's tuned by two different rival companies, and I have no idea why he's doing that. I talked to PBH about 4R200 a few months ago. No more OD. Exactly. Okay, so let's get to it. So the 4R200 hub, if you're not aware of what the 4R200 hub is, this, right? It is the part that replaces the planetary. The stock planetary gets replaced because the planetary likes to blow up, and this is what it looks like side by side. As you can tell, that the planetary that makes it the 6R80 a six-speed has these little gears on the side, and they have little spot welds right around here, little tiny spot welds. Well, the 4R200 hub is a billet hunk of aluminum, gets rid of any rotating part. And when this guy goes, guys, if you have a 6R80 car and the forward planetary lets go, it's a bad time. So what you see on the right is a 4R200 hub. Now, what happened with the 4R200 hub? It made everyone freak the fuck out, especially tuners that had no idea how to tune it. Tuners that told you they're badass tuners. Tuners that tell you that they're badass. Tuners that told you that they know everything about everything. Tuners that argue. Tuners that go out there and say how badass they are were lost. They were totally lost when it came time to mess with this transmission or the hub. They were like, oh, whoa. And then instead of attempting to learn it, and try to see what they can do to make it work, they just shit-talked it without even tuning it. No, we don't support that. It's trash. You could go just as fast with a 6R80. I'm sorry, how many 6R, you know, or 6R80 all six speeds? Because everyone takes six speeds going down the track. Meanwhile, they're launching in second gear now. Isn't it funny how the tuners specifically, or guys that say they tune, were saying the 4R200 hub is whack, the 4R200 hub is whack. It's stupid. Once they started making 11, 12, 13, 1400 horsepower, they were launching in second gear or extremely short shifting first or getting custom gear sets that are 273s. Wow, the ego in those tuners' minds must be in those tuners, it must be ridiculous because a simple purchase of a 4R200 hub, it would have reconfigured the gear ratio to be more favorable, something at least mimicking a turbo 400, and you still retain the case, the clutches, the drive shaft, the shifter, basically everything is 6R80. Now, the biggest controversy with the 4R200 hub, and I'll admit it, is the overdrive. If you try to do a 1-2-3 and then overdrive, the problem is that there is no 3-6 table on any tuning software. There is no native shift that goes 3-6 on a 6R80 control system or 6-3. Alex, why do you say 6-3? Because technically overdrive is your sixth gear. So the 6-3 transition was a little wonky. The 3-4 transition was a little wonky. And you know who complained a lot? People that thought this should be a seamless, perfect thing. Not only did this part make it cheaper for you to make a trans, I don't want to say bulletproof, but it will not cause an internal rupture because the floor plan exploded. But the customers were being sold this as a, and not by PBH, by everybody else. They were being sold this part as if it's like a bulletproof of the transmission. I'm like, no, this is just to basically reconfigure your gear ratio. Now, what happened was people that were making 600-700 horsepower was like, do I need this? Fuck no, you don't need this if you're making 600 or 700 horsepower. In my opinion, this part is perfect for guys that are making 8, 9, 1,000 horsepower, and they don't want to take off with the 4.17 first gear that the 6R80 have. You either have to severely short shift it, or you're going to have to really reconfigure your gear ratio in the rear end, or launch in second, which people were saying that's stupid, but then they ended up doing it anyway. So I think if Jake makes another run of 4R200 hubs, he's going to have to tell people no overdrive. Every single tuner on the planet, every single shop, every single guy that tunes, T-O-O, tunes, is going to have to say to the customer, three speed. That's what I think. He's going to have to say three speed. Forget the overdrive. Don't even think about the overdrive. It is now a three speed. Now, what I did on the Fairmont is this. Made it a three speed, and then in sport mode, it locked up the converter a little earlier, and it was able to bring the RPM down, sort of acting like a pseudo overdrive. And how is the Grey Goose set up? I believe it's got 355s or 331s, 4R200 hub. The Blue Goose, I believe it's the same way. 350 gear, I think, and 4R200 hub. Those suckers can trap 190 miles an hour. Like literally can run 190 miles an hour. So a lot of people that are out there considering this thing or have leftover parts or whatever, forget the overdrive. In my opinion, you should not have anything to do with the overdrive. And tuners out there that talk shit on this part, plain and simply, what if Jake decides to make more? You're going to tell your customer who wants a 4R200 hub, nah, fuck that. We're going to go with a billet planetary, second gear leave, 308 gear. You're going to have to find Fox Body 8.8 gears and go, I'm going to find some 308s or some 273s and put it in the back and it will be fine. You're doing some clown-ass shit if you're considering that now. If you want to do a quote-unquote all six speeds because your customer likes to daily drive his 1,100 horsepower car like a fucking clown, well, fine. Billet from Planet is your Huckleberry. Keep the gears as is and have fun with that. Just don't get mad when the guy's at the track spinning every other pass because you didn't want to go 4R200 and you're still having them ride on some 305, 45, 17s. There are people out there right now that they know that there is a combo that works that's contrary to what they're selling and what they're believing. But regardless of the fact that there is a better mousetrap, they're like, not fuck it, we're going to make this work. And guess what happened? The last two times we were at ModNats with our cars, we were the class of the field in the 6R80 class. Now, as always, the fastest car doesn't win. Just doesn't win. The Blue Goose was the quickest and fastest car when it ran. It got beat by Jim Brom, he treed senior. And then the Gray Goose, the steering wheel came off when he launched the thing. And then Scott Hasty ended up winning that. But in both times where Lund entered a race, both times they were the class of the field by far, beating people by almost half second. Like, it wasn't even a competition. But, you know, like, that's racing. Shit happens. So a lot of people were just looking at that and going, wait a minute, well, how's that car set up? Well, the 4R200 trans. That's probably, I want to say 50 or 60% of what makes that car function well. Then the boost controller tuning and then Junior's tuning and everything else tied with it. I think it's what makes that car super freaking legit, but people don't want to do it because of ego, and maybe they didn't think of the part, so they don't recommend it, which is kind of a funny thing to me. And you're going to see guys that used to tout 6R80 stuff are going to slowly go away from that because they don't have a winning recipe. You're definitely going to, another brand. What? When we aren't going to talk about some other brand burning Sir down, what's happening? Oh no. Yeah. We don't talk about that shit. It's all good because it got taken care of right then and there. Jared Wells, when senior got burned down, it got taken care of right then and there at the end of the track, and only two people were there to see it. And that's all that mattered to me. As long as I got some info that things were good and kosher and no bullshit was happening, everything was good, because that was the record run. That literally was, I think, the record run. So there's nothing wrong with that. Like, when you try to do some, I don't know if they were trying to do some dumb shit, but dumb shit just happened. And then senior busts off a 730 after being burned down like that. Dude, we had to replace the fluid. We had to replace a bunch of shit after that pass. So going forward, 3R200, in my opinion, is what should happen with that hub if Jake makes a new run. And then tuners are going to talk a bunch of excuses again if y'all can't tune it. Dude, you were sleeping all day. You were literally sleeping all day, dude. Sleeping. Fuck me. So let's say hi to the people here. Talk some shit. Go from there. Patero Man says, how's it going? Raped Ape. But Mustang. Anyone see 1320's videos of Casey Max running like 17 races at Yellow Belly? That's a badass day of racing. Nope. Don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. I was considering switching to a 6R80 when I made Big Power. But the more I watch you talk about the issues with autos, I'll stick with the built MTD2 and enjoy my car. Look, you're not going to be the fastest, but you're going to have a big smile on your face when your tiny little frail hands shift on that shifter. Does your GT500 have this setup? No. Sorry, I don't know much of that build. No, that car has a turbo 400 from RPM transmissions. I want an 8R400, says Root Beer. Corey B, class racing. Okay, 3R200 Ultimate C4. Okay, is the Grey Goose running on Gen 1 or Gen 2 PCM? Gen 2. Everything we fuck with is Gen 2 PCM, but the more we play with stuff, the more we like Gen 1, right? Like, I'm not saying keep Gen 1 and Gen 1's King Daddy, but the more you play with stuff and the more you, okay, so what generation computer do you think is in the brand new Cobra Jets? Like, what generation computer is in the brand new Cobra Jets? Well, it's a GFD3 from what I saw at PRI a couple years ago. The Gen 3 Mustang Cobra Jet that has a Whipple 5.2, if I'm not mistaken. Whipple 3.0 with a 5.2. Had a GFD3, which is a 2012 GT500 computer, aka a Gen 1 Copperhead. So the more we fuck with that situation, I think the more, you know, everything has like a catch-up game. Everything catches up. Everything takes a little while to really do some vetting. Like, 2JZs are still out there getting shit done, and people just keep reinventing the wheel, and you just super-duper refine that setup. And it's been around for almost 30 years, maybe more. Yeah, almost 30 years or 30 years. Almost 30 years. And a lot of people now are getting their hands on, you know, special software, special patches, this and this and that. And you look at Gen 1 operating system and how it works, you go, that might be something to fuck with, especially with big power stuff. Alex, 10R80 is king. Three valve owner. the more you play with it, the bigger it gets. But Alex, manual 20 GT500 is stupid, right? Like the only thing 13, 14 GT500 owners can say about their GT500 is it's the last one that came with a stick. Like it is the last one that came with a stick. But then if people like HPJ, boy, you know, I wish what HPJ would do. They should set themselves up to be like a Yanko used to be or like a Celine used to be where they make specialty Mustangs. But I know it's very difficult because you have to do it in volume. You got to get the kiss from Ford. But I think if they become a shop, look, Fat House did it. Fat House is the only shop, period, in my opinion, that has a name synonymous with a vehicle. Like there is no other shop that you think of and you go, they put out this type of car that's badass. Every shop that's out there puts out whatever the customer gives them. But Fat House somehow has cornered the high-end Shelby market, especially the 16 to 20 Shelby GT350. And most recently, they're going to start messing with the GT500, the DCT stuff. But if they start churning out manual swap GT500s and they can get their guy to fuck with it and tune it. Look, we're attempting to do something also with HPJ. If HPJ can get it done and have no lights, no issues on the dash, operate as if it was factory. There are guys out there that own GT500s that just go get the ice cream. They're not out there racing. They're not out there giving a fuck. They're not out there giving a shit about packages. They just want a manual 2020 and up GT500. But if HPJ starts pumping them out, it'll be interesting. Fat House has a good opportunity to pump out these auto swap GT500s. But if they have no interest in that, then someone might, now I'm not saying they're going to become millionaires, but the notoriety and everything was right there. When Grey Goose made his record pass with a 4R200 hub, did he leave in second gear? Sounds like a one gear change. No, first gear. We always leave in first gear on the 4R200. Turbo, did you give him the old Will Smith hand to the face? What's happening? One time I fed a copperhead a beer. Here we go. Alex, what's your opinion on Cedar's vehicle packages, the full car package up to 8? I don't know anything about them. Again, that's one of those things where I don't look at anyone but Fat House. That's in my field of vision that I go, badass. Like nobody, right? Do you look, like, I'm not going to name names, but there's only one company that I go, badass, and it's Fat House stuff, period. Yo, Alex, I emailed Mr. Lund and found out that I can reuse my N-Gates currently, saving up for the tune and whatnot. Can't wait to be tuned by you guys. Very good. I thought you'd be tuned by us if you're watching this show. I'm down with that. I love operating the man pedal. You're right. I should have thrown the 3-valve at him. What's happened? DCT GT500, a 10-speed or a 10-speed supercharged. Zell, a 10-speed supercharged car should beat the snots out of a GT500 if it's similar configuration. But the GT500 has a stronger motor. The Predator, which is an interesting name for a motor, the Tom Hanks, is super stout. And I have no doubts in my mind. You will see a low 8. You already saw an 8.2 second stock motor GT500 with a Hellion twin turbo kit. I guarantee if that car gets lighter, it might go 7s, and HPJ might be the ones to do it. Larry Davis says, my 13 GT500 stays in the garage during the week, and I rock my 2-valve 2003 GT. Whipple 350R or manual swap 2020 GT500? Manual swap 2020 GT500. I want that. It's a better motor. The 5.2 Predator is a better motor than the Voodoo, for sure. What about UGR's name tied to Lambos? I'm talking about Mustang specifically, but yeah, you're right. So let's see. R8s, right? So that's Alpha, right? Like in my opinion, R8s and Alpha packages are like synonymous with each other. Lambo, UGR, Calvo, Viper, Fat House, GT350. Who else? Just throw it out there. Names that are synonymous with a platform that are high-end, not like, oh, this guy in Houston built it. Shut up. I'm talking about a specialty vehicle that gets it, is kind of on the expensive side, and a shop is synonymous with super high-end, nice builds. Going on, I'm 14 weeks waiting for my badass Turbo 400. It'll be worth the wait, though, coming from a 10 or 80. Yep, absolutely. Once you're done rebuilding 6 or 80s every 15th pass, time to get a 400. Not according to Stang Mode. What? Do you listen to anything that guy says? Like, why would you listen to anything that guy says? Somehow Instagram recommended a video of Stang Mode's racing his GT500 versus a Tesla Plaid. I didn't watch it, but I can't imagine he beat it. He might have if the car's making 1,100 or so. Brabus and Mercedes, LMR does Vets, and TH Moto equals Viper as well. Nah, Calvo. It's Calvo. No offense to NTH. When you think Viper, the first thing you think of is Calvo. AMS, Alpha GTR, Sheepy Racing, Turvey and the group he works on. Vengeance Racing Corvettes. Yes, there. See, that's what I mean. So the having a synonymous name with a high-end vehicle, I think, is very important. So if HPJ can somehow corner the manual swapped GT500 2020 and up market, that'd be cool as shit. I wasn't sure if you left in second gear with the 4200 hub installed. No, that's like a power glide. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was trying that. Nope, not at all. HPJ manual GT500 would be the next. I'm saying high-end vehicles, guys. High-end vehicles. Vengeance Corvette, right, exactly. Jesus Christ. Carter's TV. Oh, my God. To auto solution, yeah, you could midnight in trucks. Yeah, you could look at midnight in trucks and say, but I'm talking, no offense, I'm talking high-end vehicles. I'm talking GT500, Corvette, Viper, GT350. You know, you could look at midnight as 10R80 Mustangs as well. You could go midnight 10R80 and midnight truck, but I'm talking like Shelby, Viper, Alpha, R8s, GTRs. That's what I'm talking about. Super high-end stuff. Stang Mode, LOL. Hey, for a little while, Parts Farm, you were in the same camp with Homeboy. Maybe indirectly, but there was a bit of a connection to the Parts Farm. By the way, he just ended up making over 700 wheel on pump gas with his 2020 GT500 tuned by us. Is the Predator and Voodoo the same block? I really... don't know. Nope. Not the same block. Not the same block at all. The Predator block, you guys got to be careful if you're going to buy a Predator block and build it. I'm just going to tell you, and I'm not going to give too much away. If you think you're going to buy a brand new Predator block, send it to a machine shop and have sleeves put in it, really take a good look at that block before you start shoving sleeves in it. Take a really, really good look. Calvin don't own the Viper record, so yeah, maybe that's fine, but everyone thinks Calvo and Viper. Everyone thinks Calvo and Viper. So should I listen to Stang Mode's advice? Why would you listen to Stang Mode's advice? Why would you listen to anything Stang Mode has to say and go, yeah, I'm going to do that? Like, what has he done that makes you go, he really knows what he's talking about, right? Hennessy? Oh, come on. Stop it with Hennessy, please. Yep, Midnight's F-150s. Yep. The Parts Farm. I'm surprised you haven't bought any of Stang Mode's cars. What? What up, Alex? Finally made it on time. I usually watch the replay after these as the work, and you're tuning my car right now. Can't wait to get it dialed in. Uh-oh. Thoughts on this guy must be new here. Underground Sheepy, pretty much Texas speed equals whatever. What did it say? Texas speed equals whatever Cletus is blowing up. Come on, stop it. Rough Porsche Parts Farm equals crash shit. Oh fuck. Sisio with the 911 Turbo GTRs. There you go. There's a Shelby truck at the dealer near me. They want $98,000. Yes, psycho. Y'all talking about tuning shops like full car tuners, not just ending programming? No, we're talking about everything, Turviate. They build it, and usually the tuning is done elsewhere. But like someone like an Alpha package for like GTRs, for like R8s, EMS, you know, that's another shop also that does GTRs and, Japanese shit. NTH Motors, king of Viper, honestly, I never heard of them. Maybe they are, but I've never heard of them, and this is my show.
Well, this, you don't know shit, Alex.
Okay, cool. Honestly, in my opinion, the Voodoo was meant to be a badass NA road race engine. Definitely was not meant for boost. Yeah, okay, sure. That sucker with 10 pounds of boost makes 800. And if you keep it at 800, it'll live a long life. The problem is everyone gets greedy. Will you daily a new GT500? The only way I'd get a new GT500 if the manual swap was viable. If the manual swap was viable, I am not looking to drag race it. I'm not looking to beat King Daddy. I don't give a fuck about that game because it's gay shit. But a manual GT500, that'd be something I would absolutely fucks with. Wait, Stang Mode is finally Luntune? Fuck no. I said he was in the same camp with the parts farm. Was. He was tuned. He's tuned somewhere else. Hype Boy John says, what's up, Alex? Check it in. Just wanted to let you know that I ordered Oh My God cookies. They were very good. Just shouting them out from Cali. Yes, Melissa and EPA are on the chat. They run and they make the cookies and they shoot the cookies. They do everything. Oh My God. What do you want, motherfucker? What do you want? What you want from a you know what? He's blown up two motors. That's what I mean. Like, why would you not to say, look, I don't even know why you would take advice from someone that literally doesn't know anything. You know what I mean? Like, no offense to him. He knows that he doesn't know anything, right? He is just regurgitating what has been told to him. Like, didn't you remember there was a guy, didn't Mustang Lifestyle repeat that 29 degrees of timing is okay on a GT500 because of the low compression, 10 to 1 boosted? You think 29 degrees of timing is, and he actually typed that out in a forum and put it out there as if to say, yep, that's believable. And people are like, oh my God, what's wrong with 29 degrees of timing on a GT500? Well, if you start looking at blown up GT500 motors, you'll see why. Exactly. What's wrong with people? Section 8, housing equals Dodge, right? With the 4200 hub, in your opinion, what is best rear gear? 373. My Fairmont had 373s, and that thing was going through the traps at 7,100 RPMs. At 890 rear wheel horsepower, that car at 1,000 with 373s probably would have been at about 7,300 at the trap. That would have been nice. Titan GTR. 956 Mustang equals Trek Motorsports. Yeah, but I'm talking high-end cars, goddammit. High-end. The Mustang is a poor guy's car. It's the cheapest fast car you can get into. Then you got Dodge and Camaro, which is now shit. Hot Sauce says, Alex calling me out again. Right. Like, we know the Hot Sauce was making 930 horsepower on a stock GT350 motor. And I said, back it down. Back it down. You're going to blow it up. Bing! Chuck the rod. So hold you up. I like it. I like it how Alex calls it jap crap. I wonder if people know when they ask for more timing that they're firing the spark plug further down the bore with every digger added or degree. I think he meant digger. He wrote digger. Real Street 2JZ. There you go. That's another one. Very good. What else would you get other than a Ford? Look, if I can afford, if money was no object, obviously, a Viper would be pretty fucking badass. A ZR1. C6 ZR1 is king, in my opinion. C6 ZR1 is king daddy status. That's probably the only LS engine that I like, that it's literally a cam and a ton of boost away from making like 1,000 horse. Super legit stuff. Presidential Spam says, Dango taught me giveaways aren't real giveaways, so if you're buying merch to enter into the giveaway. Exactly. HJ has done a swap. Yeah, but I haven't heard about it. And unless Junior's keeping it close to the vest, I don't know shit about it. Probably is. He don't tell me shit. Nah, homie, it missed the N-word when he typed. Yeah, I'm going to stay quiet on that one. I don't get what everyone says those cars are king. When the quarter mile record for the Lambos is 7.2, am I missing something? What's he talking about? Kyle Wren, which cars are king? ZR1 or King Daddy stick car? Look, we live in the real world, guys. We live in the real world. King Daddy stick car is a ZR1 Corvette. I'm sorry. Is there a big name Mercedes performance? Yeah, this Barbus or whatever the fuck. Wait, isn't there a, yeah, you're right. I think there is a big name Mercedes, but it's eluding me right now. ZR1 would be nasty. Absolutely. Would you get anything German? Yep, an R8 would be awesome. I'd love there's a big Mercedes. I forget there's a big AMG Mercedes that is badass. But it's a bougie car. It's not my thing. Boy, you better stop with that shit, Hennis. Evan Ross, you better stop with that shit. Like, look it up. Go to Google, type in that name, and do your research before you say shit like that. Alex, 2020 GT500 with a manual or Hellcat Challenger 2020 GT500 with a manual? Guys, if the 2020 GT500 came with a manual, that would replace the ZR1 as King Daddy stick car. It can make 1,000 plus wheel on the stock motor and the stock blower with some porting work. And if you happen to shove another blower in there or a twin turbo kit from Hellion that retrofitted or any twin turbo kit, that thing is a dumb car and it would replace the 01 as King Daddy stick car. Name any other car with a stick that it has the ability to make a 1,000 wheel with minor mods. I'm saying a port, fuel, pulleys, you know? Parshom says, I bet I've gotten 20 requests in 2022 for Voodoo engines because guys keep blowing theirs up with boost. Yeah, they get greedy. And they get greedy with pump gas, the parts farm. The biggest issue with GT350 Voodoo boosted motors is they make so much power on pump gas. That doesn't necessarily mean you should stay on pump gas. To me, pump gas is playing Russian roulette with any boosted setup. If you're at 590, 600 wheel, I can then go safe. But if you're at 670, 680, 690, 700, back it down. Back it down. Just because it makes good power doesn't mean it should make good power. Alex, you heard PBIR did a bid to the last person to drive at the track, and it started at $400, I believe. Wow, no, thank you. AMG is stock, Brabus is aftermarket. Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying is there is a tuning company that fucks with Mercedes exclusively. And I dynoed a car one time that made 700 torque, and it was a wagon, an AMG wagon, twin turbo, bi-turbo. And I thought, Rentec, that's it. Rentec. It had a Rentec turbo upgrade and tuning. It was like thousands of dollars, but it was a 700 torque fucking wagon. It was so badass. Brandon dialed my truck yesterday, 800 hours, 662 Lund for the win. Wow. Brandon dialed my truck in yesterday, 800 hours, 662 Lund for the win. Thank you, Paul Monaco. This guy's talking like that name is something. And I'm like, do your research. Parts Farm has a crash R8 now. Good for you. How do you get, hey, Parts Farm, how do you get these cars? Like, how do you get these cars? Do you have a plug at a towing company? Or do you just research everywhere? Do you have tentacles out all over the place? And when someone has a crash something, they send it to you. Because good for you. You get some good shit in there. Hennessy builds cars for famous people so they can get a clout. Danny Bill built better high-end stuff than Hennessy. I agree. I 100% agree. Rentec, yes, Rentec. I made 940 wheel on E85 14 pounds. You're right. I should have dialed it back, but now my wallet is less heavy, and I have 1,000 plus GT350, and I would still back it down. The hot sauce. Take that 1,000 GT350 and live at 800, and it'll live a long time. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. DM me tuning for Benz. Oh, shit. Monthly racing for Porsche, the professional parts of us. Shut up. State Farm helps Parts Farm out. Alex, just watch a video on email basic computer knowledge. I felt that in my heart working as an IT administrator. Guys, I got in the shower after the gym and I just put the phone up and I listened back to my show. And that is probably the only show that a huge swath of people can relate to. The frustration, I could feel my own frustration coming out when I slam my hand and this and that. And I really want you to feel that stuff because, you know, a lot of people think, like there was a guy today, I'll give you an example. He meant no harm. He meant no harm. But he put up a post on guess what forum out of all forums. Guess what forum on Facebook out of all forums is AIDS times 1,000. He put up a post, hey, Alex, the guy who hates three valves, is tuning me and he's late for my dyno appointment. Now, we were extremely busy, but there is no excuse. I owned up to it. But we got him done in two revisions and he was out the door, made over 700 on pump gas, which is a little high in my opinion. So I said, back it off. And he was done. But he goes up on exactly Ryan Davis, the most AIDS-filled group of Coyote owners on the planet. And Mustang 6G, exactly. And he said something very benign and very normal. Hey, Alex is late for my dyno appointment. Lund is tuning my car and I'm very happy. And he said in the post, don't flame. I'm just here to see if there's any alternate method of getting a hold of Alex and Lund. And oh my God, The homos and BMR nut riders came out in full force. I didn't even know what was happening because I'm working and we're busy and we actually have customers to attend to. But someone said, hey, man, you're getting fucking destroyed. I'm like, I don't care. It's fucking ACMR. They're fucking retarded. So I just, let it ride. And I told and then I took care of the customer. Customer made over 700, two revisions. He was done. He goes, man, I am tickled. I'm so happy. I really appreciate you. I go, yeah, cool. Take that post down, man. Why are you posting anything on social media? Do not post anything on social media. Please. There is a Lund Racing page. Post it there. But no, he went on ACMR out of all places. The place that hates Lund, or it's the battleground for gayness. People take breaks from sucking each other's dicks. And when they see a post from any camp, this one, that one, that one, they all come out of nowhere and they're like, yeah, fuck them. Oh, get the fuck out. I can't wait. If the EPA does something and tuning goes away, oh man, floodgate's going to open. I'm going to call every motherfucker out. Clowns, people love to clown Lund, but they make mistakes. I'm sure you guys helped them out. Dude, we were done in two revisions. We were done an hour later. And he was like, bro, this thing made tons of power. I'm like, hey, congratulations. See you later. Take that fucking post down, dude. As a person that has worked in IT for a while, the code side and the support side, I feel your pain working with computer illiterate people, including my parents. I'm telling you, today, what do I do now? Read the fuck. Today was no different. I woke up to 49 emails. I got to 30 twice, and then I ended at two. I probably sent 250 emails today. Think about that. Think about that. Think about how many emails I sent today. 250. Now, some were duplicate to the same person. I replied to you three or four times a day. But in total, I sent 200 plus emails today. And in each email, I had to either explain what's wrong with the car, explain why they're not loading the tune properly, make a tune, revise a tune, or try to help them out with a ticking noise, reviewed a video, asked for pictures of their setup. 200 plus emails a day, and Nardi deals with way worse. How fast do you type? I don't know. I haven't checked, but I'm pretty goddamn efficient. Hot Sauce says, everyone that clowns Lund, when I ask what happened, they always say, I heard from a friend of a friend, and I'm like, you heard some bullshit. 05GT, Rainbow Paint Job, Starlight Headliner, and full BMR setup, ready to move to Key West. Exactly. Damn, how fast do you type? Have you ever had a customer accidentally delete their email with the tune and they requested a new one? This is even better, Mendoza's Coyote. They delete something. A customer deletes something and goes, hey, Alex, can you resend me the tune? Because I deleted it from my computer. And I say, can you just go to your recycle bin and restore the tune that you erased? How do I do that? Do you think when you delete it from your email, it disappears forever? Unless you empty the recycle bin like a psychopath? I am telling you, there are people that literally go, hey, I deleted the config. I deleted the tune. Can you resend it to me? And then I say something that blows their minds. Like, blah, blah. Go back to the email I sent it to you in and download it again.
What? Wait a minute. What?
Go back to the initial email I sent it to you in and download it again.
Oh, whoa. Holy shit. I could download it again?
Channel support, watching before the gym, Joshua Nuno. Sent you a new sound clip for Soundboard on Insta. Do as you wish. Oh, my God. Here we go. I got to go to Instagram because I love going to Instagram in the middle of the show. I love going to Instagram in the middle of the fucking show to hear this insanely interesting sound clip. It's going to be the best sound clip ever. Where is it? Don't see it. Don't see it anywhere. Don't see it. Yep. And it's probably my requests. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Oh, it's... it's Tekashi 6ix9ine. Do I have to play this shit? Do I have to accept your message to play it? I'm good. I'm gonna pass on that. Thank you. Cause he's probably saying the N-word, Tekashi. And you don't hear me playing any N-words in this shit. I ain't that guy. I'm not that guy.
You're not Sorry. That guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy. Oh, man,
this, the sound's all fucked up. I got to get the sound fixed. There we go. Let's do it again.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Oh, my God. There's a deleted folder. Exactly. Hey, Alex, what headers are on the white car? Hey, guys, what headers are on the white car? Hey, guys, what headers are on the white car? Go. Guys, what headers are on the white car? Come on, let's go. Tell me what headers on the white car. Let's see who watches this channel. Oh, fuck. He said, you just said the N-word. I didn't say the N-word. Someone said, no headers. See what I mean? See, you can't even ask a regular question here. You can't even ask a regular question here because you don't get any actual fucking answers. That's the problem with this chat. Everyone's a fucking comedian and wants to be funny. When I ask for an actual answer, people get funny. Ultimate headers, dude. Ultimate headers. Jim Browning. Ultimate headers up in Ohio. Goddamn, you guys fail me. Big Black Cock says Anthony. Oh my God. I can't wait till all rats are called out. I'd pay to hear what you have to say. Look, it's going to start in 2015. Well, guys, it was 2015. I just moved here and I was just hired by Lund. And then I meet blah, blah, blah. And then this happened. And then that happened. And then rat motherfuckers try to rat me out and it all goes downhill from there. Oh, the shit that happened not at Lund is even funnier. Oh, I got so many stories. Good shit. He says, I'm black and I don't use the N-word. That's what I mean. I ain't down with that shit. Alex, I'm getting tired of VMP's TJ69. Thought about the issues. I was thinking of putting the stock one in the adapter and order an FR TJ65 later. Would I need a revision? No. You do not need a revision if you're coming from a TJ69 to a CJ65 if you have a Gen 1. If you have a Gen 2, yes, you will need a revision. You will need a revision. Who's tuning you right now, Mad Motorhead? Because the TJ69 is not my favorite. I'm sorry, VMP. It's just not my favorite. And they keep asking for logs, and I'm like, really? Really? We've been tuning this motherfucker since it came out. We do more by volume than anyone else. When we say it's fucked up, it's fucked up. You either accept it or not. So, you know, I love that. Oh, let me see a data log. You don't need to see a data log because you don't have the tune. Is the throttle angle minimum at 2? No, it's at 0.0625, but the throttle's stuck at 2. If you don't have the tune, you wouldn't know that. Don't get me started. Alex, I'm questioning, but for Catalyst, come on. Would it affect anything? Right now, it won't affect anything. It'll drive just fine, just like Subaru guys. Subaru guys are now going to have check engine lights and O2 circuit codes and everything, but their car is going to drive just fine. But my dad's boyfriend's cousins, dogs-in-law, are black. Alex, I can say it. Get out of here. fuck me. Someone said BMR. Okay, ultimate. Okay. Facts. Anthony, I work on my wife's res, and they say it a lot, too. Did you see Cletus got a Raptor? I heard that he got a Raptor, but I don't care. You know, like good for him, and shout out to him, and I want him to make $10 million. I don't care that he got a Raptor. I don't care. When we say it's fucked up, then it's fucked up. I mean, seriously, when we say it's fucked up, and this is why, and people wonder, and maybe, okay, let's talk about people saying that we have to verify in a log. Let's say I have tuned 800 CJ65s, right, on Gen 1, and then 10 out of 20 TJ69s fail with similar tuning, and all of them exude the throttle getting stuck. What is more likely, that the throttle body is sticking or that the tune is causing the throttle body to stick? Look, I went through this already on my personal shit, and I saw things. Again, I'll shut up. That'll be when if the EPA shuts us down, then I'll have to shit to say. You're into track car. Actually, I got this. It's a neon sign, Second Shift Racing. So I want to hang it up. It's a neon John Deere. I just like it. I thought it's pretty cool. Wow. I just like it. I saw it. It was actually, you want to know the real story? So I was banging some chick. And her mom was into it. Oh, look at that. It does have a cord. I was banging some chick, and her mom was into it. My mom like John Deere dumb shit. And it's a neon sign that has, you know, John Deere tractor shit. And it's neon. It's like, I thought it was cool looking. So I was going to hang it up, and at nighttime, it'll light up green. I thought it was cool looking. So I just haven't hung it up. I haven't, not that I don't have time. I'm just kind of late. And I don't want to make holes in the walls here because they're about to repaint the whole motherfucker. It's cool looking. Her mom was literally into it. She was into like John Deere stuff. Her mom was very rednecky. You know, like her mom was really rednecky and anything John Deere. She had a John Deere tractor, John Deere hat, John Deere shirts. And she picked this thing up like at a tag sale. And, you know, we left it in my car because she didn't have nowhere to put it at the time. And I look at my closet because that closet is just full of stuff. And look at Tony's shit, bro. And I was like, holy shit, I got this. And I'm all hanging up eventually. That tractor has the 7.3 Godzilla. Alex, recently bought Viking double adjustable shocks for my 820 horse, 13 GT500. What settings do you recommend? 10 compression, 6 rebound initially, but it all depends on your bar angle too. You should have relocation bar, relocation brackets, and a bit of bar angle for some separation. And 7.3 seems to work pretty good. I'm sorry, 10.6 seems to work pretty good. Did you bang the mom too? No, but the girl was young. The girl was 25, and the mom was like 48. So I didn't bang mom. Mom was kind of haggard. No thanks. Full of dildos. You tuning me, Gen 3 10R with an Odin kit. Oh, yeah. If it's a Gen 3 with a TJ69 and that bitch acting up, we don't need, we've done too many to try to tune around one that's sticking mad motorhead. But the problem is this. If you get a CJ65, you're going to need a harness from JMS. Unless Ford Racing makes CJ65s with Gen 3 electronics. You know what I'm saying? Alice likes the way the green lights up the bitch up. I'm just looking for reliable, good looking fun, not going boost or heavily modified. Okay. 16 just disintegrated the clutch with 6,000 miles on the car. That's probably not normal. Built MT82 or Tremec. Built MT82 because you're not going to make 1,500. You can save money on the shifter, save money on the trans. I'm sorry, save money on the shifter, save money on the cross member, save money on the drive shaft. All you have to do is get a clutch if you do get a built in TD2. How did you get out of that speeding ticket you got months back? Lawyer, I got one last night while doing a data log, have to go to court. So I went to court and it was during COVID. So I was very well dressed up and I was, it's a Zoom court, but you got to treat it exactly. If you go to Zoom court for traffic court, you got to treat it exactly like a courtroom. And you say your honor. You don't say, hello, ma'am. You say your honor because judges love to be reminded that they're judges. So I got dressed up. I had a nice clean background and I sat there quietly while motherfuckers were on the couch with their cell phone on Zoom waiting for the judge like this. And the judge is like, this is a courtroom, essentially. So get your ass up and dress up and don't be making noise and mute your mics. So I went up there and she goes, you were going 130 in a 55. I'd love to hear this. And I said, Your Honor, good morning. I have an explanation, but not an excuse. And she goes, she looked down in her glasses and she goes, oh, I got to hear this. And she was an African-American lady. She put her glasses on and she said, tell me, sugar. Why were you going 130 in the 55? I said, well, the track near us, which is Palm Beach International Raceway, a.k.a. Moroso, and she knew exactly. She goes, oh, yeah, I used to go there as a young kid. My dad went there all the time. I said, right. Well, it has fallen into bad management. And unfortunately, that's the only place where performance cars can legally exceed the speed limit. And unfortunately, I went there and the bad management just reared its ugly head. The track wasn't prepped properly and they closed early. And that's a big issue. My job as a calibrator is to make sure certain vehicles are tested under certain conditions. And that's the only place that had those conditions available to do it. So on the way back from the track, I was on Beeline and I was, there's nobody around. There's no houses, no nothing. She goes, yeah. And she agrees. She goes, yeah, it's pretty empty in that area. I go, I just went wide open throttle and the kind of vehicles I drive just happen to have a lot of horsepower. So to get up to 130 does not take long, but I do not, I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm just explaining why I went 130 miles an hour, Your Honor. And she went, how long will it take you to pay the fine? I said, I'm ready now. And she goes, if you complete a 12-hour driving course, your record's clean, but you got to pay the full fine. I said, yes, Your Honor. That's very nice. She's like, okay, next case. Paid $1,000 2 minutes later, took the classes that weekend. That's it. Leave the diesel truck auto or switch to switch it to a stick about the same. He's talking about diesel and stick. Come on, stop it, stop it. Late to the party. How's everyone doing? Says Mr. Coyote. You had to kiss the ring. You did have to kind of kiss the ring. I get out of tickets all the time, but be respectful. Exactly. Presidential, if you're going to dog it on the Gen 2, presidential or Gen 3. Okay, they're talking about something else. Alex ate out the judge's grapefruit and gave her the move. If I had to eat that lady's cooling to get out of the ticket, I would have done it. Whatever. Worked in digital marketing for a large grocery chain. Launched an online delivery service. I was getting calls forwarded to me by people who hadn't shopped online before. Special hell, I feel your pain. Sasso, done. Appreciate that. I was super respectful to the officer and was honest. He even lowered the speed I was going on the ticket so I wouldn't hurt so bad. The officer that gave me the ticket the night before gave me the ticket and wrote down the fee. Like, I'm giving you $1,000 ticket. Because I was so nice, because I was respectful, and they had to tow my car. They took my car. I said, okay, no problem. When can I pick it up? He says, go to this, and you can pick it up tonight. Okay, no problem. And he goes, shit. The next day, when his shift started, I get a knock on my door and it's him. And it's him. We talked about tuning. We talked about blah, blah. He goes, hey, can you tune diesels? I go, I can't tune diesels, but I know someone who can. And boom, he made a new ticket, took the fee off. So now the judge had to assess what the fee was and it was still $1,000. I have 32 warnings since January 2019. It's a shame courts care all about almighty dollar than the safety. Yep. When the cop or judge asks you something, they already know the answer. If you lie, you get floated. As long as you don't give officers a reason to exert their authority, most people won't. It's all about recognizing their authority. ¿Qué onda, mamá? Don't be a dick, simple. How do you like the clutch? Because I have to buy one and my RXT is messed up. Okay, so the clutch that's in the white car right now, Ben Callimer provided because he wanted me to try it out. It's fine. But just like every other clutch, if you do a big burnout and you leave the line pretty hard, you saw the video where I missed fourth gear. I didn't miss the gear. The clutch did not disengage enough to get, I missed the gear. I missed it. But the reason was the clutch did not disengage and allow it to go into fourth because I did a burnout, did a 1-2-3 in an 800 horsepower heavy car with 20 inch wheels. And by the time the clutch was hot enough in third gear that when I did a 8,000 RPM 3-4, it said, not going to happen. So I think any clutch is depending on what it's installed in. If it's a heavy car, it's going to get warm. It's going to have issues. I don't think you can do back-to-back-to-back roll races with a clutch on a car that's as heavy as mine and that makes the power that mine makes. So it's fine for what it is, but it's still just like any other clutch. If it gets too hot, it's going to have issues. He said Floyded. When I drive my truck, cops don't look at me. Honesty and humbleness pays off. I'm a semi-truck driver and was speeding through a construction zone and dude gave me a ticket and downgraded to non-moving violation. Pretty cool dude. Alex, discussing serial killers, is that subject for tonight, for this channel, or TDC? John Wayne Gacy documentary on Netflix is legit. None. I don't care. No offense. I don't care about serial killers. Hey, Alex, any tips on shifting these coyotes on the upper RPM? 2, 3, and 4, 5. 4, 5? 4, 5? Lockout every time? Well, that's on you. If 3, 4 doesn't lock out, but this motion, the pushing motion, the 2, 3, and 4, 5 lockout, I think you got linkage issues with that shifter. Gen 2 versus Gen 3 reliability in any applications, both are great. Both are great. I think both have, you can live a long time NA on Gen 2 or Gen 3, no problem. I have my Cloud RXC and haven't had any issues yet. Any ETA on a trip to Mexico with Jake. So I talked to him 2 days ago. He came by and we did voltage testing on the GT500 for some throttle stuff. And he has to get free. He's got a life. He's got a career. He's got a family. He's got goats, chickens. He's got fucking everything. So I said, whenever you get free, bro, we'll do it. So whenever he gets free. Al, have you seen Two Lane Blacktop? Awesome movie. Two Lane Blacktop. Have I seen that piece of shit? Two Lane Blacktop. How is it awesome? Tell me how it's awesome. You must be old, right? It's whack. That movie's whack as fuck. It doesn't hold up. Not that it is bad, but it is not good. You say awesome? When some guy just goes around the country just racing motherfuckers, and it's a very boring movie to watch. If you're millennials would and Gen Z people, don't watch Two Lane Blacktop. It's not for you. I've seen it and I was bored, and I'm a Gen Xer. Boomers love it. Boomers like, man, Two Lane Blacktop's awesome. Just the subtleness of him being quiet for 5 minutes straight while driving down the road calms me. Fuck that. Alex, would you be surprised having a CDL has gotten me out of a ticket? Yeah, because the cop is more than likely going to give you a break if he knows that your money depends on your driving. When 96 and a 55 on my bike, cop was cool. With hit him with the sir and lick the boots and drop to a civil. Exactly. Meant 3-4, my bad, but linkage issues? I'll Google it. What shifter do you have in your car? Sticky Mickey's for the win, ET Street R's. How much are you bench pressing right now? Still 3 plates, but I'm able to get 4 reps or so. But it sucks, and I can only do it once a week. It's a junk food movie, like nostalgic. Thoughts on 410 gears in a 350? 373 is pretty long, in my opinion. 77 miles, second gear. Good idea, because you can shift that 8200. So if you're willing to ring that sucker out to 8200 each time, 410s are probably good for you. Can you explain to the guys how tires affect dyno numbers? Well, it's a hard one to explain unless you understand how the dyno reads numbers. So let's say, for instance, let's talk about impact, right? Let's talk about impact. And I'll get to the paid questions when I can. Selling my Gen 3R, trying to get a Jetstream Blue C6E. And what scent is that candle, bitch? This one was Flamingo Orchid. Gay shit, Target stuff, Flamingo Orchid. Good shit, smelled fucking great. Okay, so imagine you have a hammer. 5-pound hammer, mini sledge, right? That's going to make more of an impact on what you're hitting. And let's say you have a soft blow / dead blow hammer that's rubbery. Now, it'll hit, it'll cause some damage, but it won't have as much of an impact on what the 5-pound sledge would. So when you have a hard tire, you have a better chance of transferring the power being made by the vehicle to the rollers, because it's a hard tire. When you have a soft tire, like a bias ply compound or a drag radial, well, that sponginess. So think of the roller and the tire, and let's say it's spongy, and there's a high tolerance for movement, sponginess, and it is not transferring the full impact of the car's torque to the rollers, right? So what I tell people is, don't ever go to a dyno with drag radials. Don't ever go to a dyno with slicks. The sponginess will actually take power away from the reading. It's weird how it works. It's not that it's spinning. It's that it is not transferring. The hardness of the transfer matters more than the grip, than the sticky. A lot of people think, well, I'm going to go to dyno with sticky tires and it'll stick better and it'll cause me to make more power. No, it's more about transferring the torque. Think of a 5-pound sledge than a dead blow hammer. You'll almost want a harder tire that has the highest grip allowable, like a 200 tread wear, like a 200 tread wear R888. Or something similar that's a hard tire, has a low tread wear number, meaning it's gonna be sticky, but the compound and the sidewall is on the stiffer side, and it allows you to transfer more of that torque to the rollers, showing you a higher number. Just like solid mounts on a car, no play. Exactly. Clutch disengagement issue means time to replace, or is there any band-aid fixes? Honestly, if your clutch is not disengaging and it doesn't allow you to get into the next gear, it's your clutch or pressure plate. It's just something you're going to have to replace. I put a stock throttle body or a TJ65 with the adapter. Would I need a tune revision? Yes. Wait a minute. Maybe not. If you use the harness with an adapter, I don't think you need a revision. You know what I mean? I think you should be okay because the harness does the transferring of the signal on its own. Wanted to boost my 14 Mustang. I'm leaning more towards turbos, but can't decide a single or a twin, mainly for roll racing. Honestly, whatever packaging is good for you. Twins generally light quicker, but peak power is going to be similar depending on the size of the turbo. Have you seen movie Getaway 2, hours of Mustang crashing into shit? Alex, on your Barton, did you keep the small spring in the base or take them out? It's the stiffest setup right now, Joey G, the absolute stiffest setup. So I don't know. Mikey did it, so I have to check. Alex, thoughts on explaining wheel tire size and weight impacting dyno numbers? I already did. I literally did. Like, think of it this way. The faster you spin the rollers, the more power it will show. So why did Senior make 1,299 rear wheel horsepower and then put 373s in it, a bigger blower, and it made 1,290? If he still had 331s and spun those rollers up to 200 miles an hour, it would have shown like 1350, but it showed 1290. So people were confused. Wait a minute. It made less power with a bigger blower. Why? Well, he changed the gear ratio to 373s. Hey, Alex, love the show. I'm about to install the 4Innovations fuel system Gen 2 this weekend. Any pointers or anything I need to know before I start the install? Thanks for the great content. G-R-A-T-E. Empty your gas tank before opening up the fuel hat. Retaining nut. Like, get really low under a half tank and you should be okay. Cobra Jet pulse ring worth doing in the car, the car's apart. I want all the RPMs. I don't think it's worth it unless you're having some kind of timing issue. Hey, Alex, I got an RST. By the way, Gen 3s already have more teeth in the reluctor wheel than Gen 2s. Hey, Alex, I got an RST clutch paired with an aluminum flywheel. Why? The car shudders heavily sometimes when engaging from a low RPM, a stop mainly first gear. Is this common? Yes, it's common. It's just the nature of the beast, sir. Torque and Beans, Carter's, Mendoza's, and Brandon bought a 2011 5.0 off someone in a Catalyst exhaust and no Euro 2 sensors. Idles low. It's like 50 and dips when I come to a stop. Any idea why it does this? I'd have to look at the data log, so I don't know. All right, guys, I'm out of here. It's been a long week. It's been a really long week, and I can't imagine it's going to be any better next week. So I hope I get through the next couple of weeks because this is the busy season for a lot of you guys that live up north. You guys are finally getting out of your thaw. Which blows my mind. It's been 80 here for the last 2 months. So I don't, you know, I'm blown away that people still are living somewhere where it snows. Blows my mind. So I'm going to get out of here tomorrow, the dating channel. For those of you that watch the dating channel, we're going to be on tomorrow, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, more than likely 9 o'clock, depending if me and the little ladies or something, who knows. And then the peasant chat, 9:30 a.m. every Sunday, free shit, Turvey's show. Basically, we're going to be there, talk some shit, no real subject matter. We just shoot the shit for an hour and a half on Sunday. Have a good one. Have a great Friday. Have a great rest of your weekend. See you guys either tomorrow or Sunday. See you later. Bye.